Zombie Town, I guess maybe first is UK theater getting in on the zombie craze that is all the rage these days. And what it is, it's kind of a satire of both the zombie genre and also, if you're into theater, kind of the documentary theater genre, which has been popular for the last decade or so. Moises Kaufman's The Laramie Project, which was about Matthew Shepard and the aftermath of his murder, was probably one of the more popular examples of this style of theater, where a theater company or a writer or director go into a place where something has happened that they want to document, and they interview people and get a sense of the place, and then use all that, you know, use direct quotes from people and things of that sort to create a play. And so Zombie Town goes into a Texas town, a small Texas town that experienced a zombie attack, and recreates that in a real fast-moving 70-minute show that UK Theatre is opening up this week, complete with quite a number of zombies on stage.
And then over at New Works, they're doing their first full production as well this weekend.
That is a company that has opened with the intention of primarily of presenting world premieres of new plays. And they have been doing some readings already. In fact, one quite elaborately staged reading at the end of the summer. But this is their first full production. It's called St. Christopher is Not a Saint Anymore by Hunt Scarrett, who is a writer out of Louisiana. And it is, it's kind of, it has sort of a Tennessee Williams-esque vibe, though, as several people in the cast said, not as depressing as Tennessee Williams can get. But it's set at a bar that was robbed, and sort of the people dealing with the aftermath of that, from the employees to the regular customers. And as one person told me, it's sort of about the kind of people that come to a bar even when it's closed. So this is their first effort to put on a fully produced production, and we'll see how it goes for them.
And Woodford Theater is launching its 25th season. It's got an anniversary.
It does, and it's opening the season with a show that should be a lot of fun, a title that should be familiar to a lot of people, particularly if you are were around in the late 70s when 9 to 5 came out. That was a movie starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. And it's about three women who kind of conspire together to take down their chauvinist boss. And so this is the musical adaptation of it. And it's going to kick off a 25th anniversary season that really kind of snuck up on the company. They've been going through a lot of management changes and things of that sort lately. And they were saying that when they were preparing the season, they suddenly looked at the dates and realized, oh, wow, this is our 25th anniversary. And so they are planning to have a lot of fun with that now that they know it.
Another venue that I guess kind of surprised us, we haven't talked about them a whole lot, is the EKU Center for the Arts. Their new season has begun. And Dwight Yoakam performs there this weekend, and he's well thought of by a lot of critics.
He is, and it brings home one of Kentucky's real marquee stars. Dwight Yoakam is a Pikeville native who's been active in country music for since the early 1980s. And our music critic, Walter Tunis, really considers he and Merle Haggard to be two of the most important voices in country music today, particularly if you like a real traditional style of country music. But he will be bringing his hits like Fast As You and other songs to the stage of the EKU Center on Friday night.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.